What If World is supported by our sponsors and by listeners like you on Patreon. What If World? This is
What If World. Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World. Some of you may know that Miss Karen and I are having another baby. It has been a wild ride, and I am putting that mildly. And we're really lucky that our friends at Wondery decided to celebrate with us by sponsoring our show. So I want to tell you about their new show, Imagined Life Family. Have you ever asked yourself how those amazing, larger-than-life people got where they are? That's the question at the heart of Wondery's Imagined Life Family, a podcast for parents and kids alike that puts you in the shoes of real-life legends. Oh, but there's a very fun catch. Their identity is a mystery. I wonder if you'll be able to figure it out. Are you an artist? A baseball player? An astronaut? Who knows? Every episode of Imagined Life Family is very immersive. You'll find out about surprising moments and even the very real challenges of these very real people. Along the ways, you can gather clues to their identity. And at the very final moment, you find out who they are. Unless, of course, you already guessed it. So enjoy an adventure with Imagined Life Family. Because sometimes, in order to find your own path, you need to try seeing the world through someone else's eyes. You're about to hear a preview of Imagined Life Family. While you're listening, you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or listen to episodes 1 week early by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app.
Imagine. You are high in the treetops above the African jungle. You scramble from branch to branch. You are being chased by a hungry leopard, and you are running for your life. You maneuver through the trees like a wild animal, because you are, even though you're human. The jungle is the only world you've ever known. The leopard leaps onto your branch, teeth gnashing, eyes filled with fire, and then, oh no, you've run out of branches. As you dodge that leopard's sharp claws, you lean out and grab hold of a vine and swing across the river, leaving the leopard behind. You are the king of the apes. You are Tarzan.
Come now, dear, it's time for tea.
Okay, you're not actually Tarzan, but you might as well be. You know exactly what it feels like. You're 10 years old, and you love the jungle. Wild animals, swinging from branches, adventure, freedom. But you're not in the jungle. You're high up in a tree, in your backyard, in your house, in England. Boring. You're a long way from the jungles in Africa you've been reading about in your books. You scurry down the tree and hope the grown-ups having tea with your mother won't notice you.
What are you reading, young lady?
Oh, too late. It's your aunt.
Tarzan of the Apes.
Her nose wrinkles in disgust.
Why on earth would a little girl read such rubbish?
You stare at the ground and pull at the edge of your skirt, which is stained with grass. You love the mystery of the jungle. Wild animals stir your soul. It's so much more exciting than school or England. You look up, clear your throat, and look your aunt straight in the eye.
When I grow up, I'm going to go to Africa and have adventures like Tarzan.
The ladies look at each other and burst into laughter.
But you are a girl. Girls simply do not go to Africa.
You stomp away from the tea party. You've never been interested in the things girls are supposed to do. If they think you simply can't go to Africa, well, you simply have to prove them wrong. When you get a little older, Tarzan isn't your only hero. You also learn about famous scientists who study animals and wildlife. That's what I want, you think. To be a scientist in Africa. You work long hours. You save up your money. And then you spend it all. on a boat ticket.
You're here. Can you believe it? Land of lions and tigers and apes in the jungles of Africa.
Except that's not where you are. Instead, you're standing in the middle of a museum in Africa waiting to talk to Dr. Louis Leakey, one of the greatest scientists in the world. He just might be able to help you achieve your dream. But first, you'll need to pass his test, whatever that is. You nervously tap your foot and rehearse what you're going to say for the 100th time.
He'll see you now.
As Dr. Leakey guides you around the museum, he grills you with questions about every animal, from bugs to bears.
What is the scientific name of the great white shark?
Carcharodon carcharis. It means sharp-toothed shark. Sounds fitting to me. Dr. Leakey's face finally breaks into a smile.
Correct. I always liked that one. Where did you study?
There's a lump in your throat, but you swallow it down.
I studied on my own. I could only afford secretarial school, so I learned about science and biology from reading books on my own.
Did he just nod approvingly? You fidget with the strap of your satchel. Did you pass? Finally, you can't take it anymore, and you blurt out what you've been wanting to say since you got there. Heck, what you've wanted since you were a little girl.
I want to help you on your scientific expeditions.
Dr. Leakey scratches his chin and seems to think it over. Although, it's kind of hard to tell because he always looks like he's thinking things over. Finally, he says,
I'm afraid I can't offer you a researcher job since you don't have a degree. But my secretary just quit. If you're interested, the job is yours. It's not very interesting work, I'm afraid. Type up the field notes, organize spreadsheets of daily findings, take dictation for my letters, and make coffee and tea.
I'll take it, as long as I get to learn from you.
Okay, but you'll need to observe carefully. Being out in the African wild is very different from your books.
And just like that, you're in a jeep, speeding across the plains of the Serengeti with Dr. Leakey. You pass by endless dry grass, with an occasional squat tree sprouting out of the earth.
All right, my friends. I hope you enjoyed that preview of Imagined Life Family. And I'm very grateful to them for sponsoring our show. So go ahead, check them out, enjoy, and tell them Mr. Eric sent ya. And until we meet again, keep wondering. This is what